In this week's parsha, in the story of Eved Avram at the well with Rivka, it says Vayaratz Eved Lekrasa, and Rashi comments, he brings the medrash. Why did he run to greet her? The Fisher Rosh Alu Amayim Lekrasa, because he saw a sign Minashamayim, like besides everything he set up, so an extra miracle Minashamayim that the water of the well, normally the water is way down, and you have to go and crank and lift it up. The water went up. Or miraculously to her against gravity. So he saw she was obviously a special tzaddikas. So the Ramban is a little bothered by this medrash, like, Mehechi Tesi, how did Chazal know? This is a pretty big miracle that water flows against gravity. How did Chazal know that the water went up to greet her? What is it, just like whoever's a good guy, you start telling miracle stories about them? So he says, no, Kedarka Bakodesh says they found a diuk in the words of the psukim, because it says right before those words, "Vayaratz Eved Lekrasa, Vatamale, Vatira Aina, Vatamale Chada Vatal," she filled up her kad. And it doesn't say what it says two psukim and three psukim later, "Gam Ligmalecha Esh Av," and "Vataratz Odol Be'er Lishov Vatish Av L'chol Gemalav." Shoev is to like lift the water up from the bottom of the well. So afterwards, it says when she's getting for Eliezer and for his camels, a lashon of Shiva. But right before Vayaratz Eved Lekrasa, it doesn't say lashon of Shiva, it just says Tamale Kada. So he's dyking the psukim, she just filled it up stam, like right in front of her, without having to be shoev. And therefore, by the contrast, that proves the waters miraculously went up to greet her, as it were. Okay, in the Kedushas Levi, that's an obvious question. Hold on, according to the Ramban, when she just went stam before she noticed anything, before anything happened, a miracle, the waters went up against gravity. And then when the big things were afoot, when Eved Avram did this test for her and history was going on and she was doing a big mitzvah of chesed, then the waters didn't come up for her. When she was stam in her regular life, she had a miracle. When it was already, history was being made and she was doing a tremendous act of chesed and proving how great she was in the Derech of Avram Avinu, then a miracle didn't happen. What's pshat? So the Kedush Levi answers, that's exactly pshat. For her everyday life and her regular gashmias and just to make life more convenient, she was in such a madriga that Hashem did a miracle for her. That was for her own personal inyanim. But now when it's come to a mitzvah of gmilas chasadim, we might think, well, for personal Yonam Hashem does a miracle, he'll certainly give her extra siyata d'shmaya to do a mitzvah. He says, no, for a personal Yonim, her effort is not that significant. So Hashem says, why do some effort? Let me make it effortless and do a miracle. But for a mitzvah, if it's effortless, it's chaser. For a mitzvah, the schar, the mitzvah is l'fum tzara agra, is that the harder you work for the mitzvah, the more of a mitzvah it is. Hashem said, for your life, I'll make it all easy. But you want to do a mitzvah? I'll make it a little harder for you because I want you to put the effort in. I want the mitzvah to be worth something. I want the gemilas chesed to really mean something. And therefore, Hashem Davka didn't do the miracle because he wanted there to be more value in Mesiras Nefesh for her mitzvah. And this is, usually he points out, something that happens often in life. You know, sometimes someone's trying to do the right thing, make a decision they want to do the right thing. They're makabel, they change their... And you'd expect, now Hashem makes it all easy for me. You know, wrote to Lataya, Latahir, Messiah-in-law. Right? Once I want to do the right thing, it's all smooth. Then people get frustrated. Oh, I want to do the right thing. I want to do a mitzvah. I want to grow. And why is it so hard? Why is it so hard? Why isn't Hashem helping me? Like, why aren't I getting the signs, Ben HaShemayim, that I'm doing the right thing that I want? Says the Kedushas Levi, no, maybe exactly that's the sign. Exactly the sign. Hashem doesn't always make it easy. Sometimes it's supposed to be hard to do the right thing because you get more schar and you get more growth and you get more meaning and it changes the world more. Rivka made history by doing something hard without any miracles, min HaShemayim. And likewise, whenever we hit a frustration, we hit a little brick wall, we're trying to do the right thing, instead of thinking, why is it so hard? Think, I see I'm doing something really valuable. I see Hashem's just waiting for me to put in the effort and to put in the work and to make it even more meaningful and more of a roshim on me, because the more important something is, sometimes the more of an effort you have to put into it and the harder you have to work, and that just shows that what you're doing is so important. Shabbat Shalom.